Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight,
Before I bring them on, let's say a little prayer here. Amen. Lord our God, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, who was and is to come. The Almighty, we thank you for this wonderful message, which is meant for us too, even though our lives often seem empty and sad. But behold, you make all things new for each one of us. Even though we have long tormented ourselves, the light of life will dawn at last, and we will be able to rejoice. Continue to protect us and our community. Wake us to new life, for you have called us to believe and endure to the end. Whatever sorrows and hardships may come, we will remain faithful. O Lord our God, this is our promise to you. We will persevere and say joyfully, Jesus Christ is coming to make all things new. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Alrighty. Let's bring on Pastor Kent. Hey, Pastor Kent.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Oh, hanging in.
That's good. That's
hanging
good.
In.
So, have you got any special message you want to give to us tonight?
No, not tonight. I'm just here. Was asked to come, so I figured I'd make an appearance.
Well, thank you very much, Pastor Kent. You're always welcome here. Always welcome here. All righty. Well, let's play some great gospel music, okay? Sit back and listen, Pastor Kent, while I play some, and then we'll get into the message. All righty, here we go. We're going to start this off with Waymaker by Jason Nelson.
I need to do it one more time. It's time for you to today, ask yourself.
Question you gotta ask yourself. Do you want to be happy? And if you do, let Jesus take the wheel. Amen. Alrighty. Well, I'm gonna bring back Pastor Kent back on the air. And we're gonna continue where we left off in the gospel, the book of the gospel of Luke. We're gonna be doing chapter 5 tonight. And it's all about encouragement. Okay, somebody once said that the four most powerful words you can say to somebody are, I believe in you. In a world where tragedies and criminals dominate the headlines, words of encouragement are a fantastic way for Christians to shine the light of Christ. And encouragement is defined as the action of giving someone support or confidence or hope. And we all need encouragement. That is because life is hard and we all struggle. There is nothing in the Bible that says life is going to be easy. But there is plenty in the Bible about perseverance and endurance. And that God allows suffering for three reasons: to discipline us, to teach us, and to shape us into the Christians that he has created us to be. And because of all of us are going to suffer, we all need encouragement. And Jesus, he encouraged Simon. In Luke chapter 5, we see the following interaction between Jesus and Simon. In Luke chapter 5, verses 4 through 11, when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch. Simon answered and said, Master, we worked all night and caught nothing, but I will do as you say and let down the nets. When they had done this, they enclosed a great quantity of fish, and their nets began to break, so they signaled to their partners in the other boat for them to come and help them. And they came and filled both of the boats so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw that, he fell down at Jesus' feet, saying, go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man. For amazement had seized him and all the companions because of the catches of fish which they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said, do Simon, do not fear. From now on, you will be catching men. When they had brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed him. In that scripture, we see that Simon did not feel worthy to be with Jesus. He said, go away from me, Lord, for I'm a sinful man. Instead of judging Simon, Jesus showed compassion. One gets a sense of just how vulnerable Simon was at that moment. You see, Simon understood that he was a sinner, and he did not feel worthy to be in the presence of the Lord. So Jesus responded to Simon with compassion and judgment. In doing so, Jesus provided Simon with two things that he desperately needed. One was encouragement, and two was an invitation to join Jesus. Jesus said to Simon, do not fear. From now on, you will be catching men. This may very well have been a make-or-break moment for Simon. He realized immediately that Jesus was the Christ, and his first reaction was to focus on his own sins and push Jesus away. But fortunately for Simon, Jesus knew his heart and responded to him with compassion and words of encouragement. As a result, Simon's life was changed forever. In the same way, If we offer compassion to others and invite them to follow Jesus, their lives can be changed too. So God wants us to encourage others. We all know somebody that would benefit from our words of encouragement. As God's children, it is up to us to look for opportunities to encourage others and then do it. The Bible verse is about encouraging others. The Bible is full of scriptures that talk about the importance of encouraging others. For today's lesson, I have highlighted the following five verses. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11, therefore encourage one another and build up one another, just as you also are doing. 2, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29, let no unwholesome word proceed from your mouth, but only such a word as good for edification according to the need of the moment, so that it will give grace to those who hear. And third, Hebrews chapter 3, verse 13, but encourage one another day after day, as long as it's still called today, so that none of you will be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. And the fourth verse is 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 through 18. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and in the dead of Christ will rise first, then who are alive, who remain, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. And then the last verse we'll look at is Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24 through 25. Let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds, not forsaking our own assembling together as the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. So let us conclude today's lesson. We all need encouragement in our lives. The world can be dark and a lonely place, but it doesn't have to be. If we take the focus off ourselves and look for ways to lift others up and encourage them, we can make the world a better place. Our words of encouragement provide the support, confidence, and hope that others will need to live the lives they are capable of. Every day we are presented with opportunities to be an encouragement to others. It is up to us to take advantage of the opportunities that God gives us. So we will end today's lesson with the following scripture taken from the book of Proverbs. In Proverbs chapter 12, verse 25, anxiety in a person's heart weighs it down, but a good word makes it glad. Amen. And I hope you took something from today's Bible lesson about encouragement, and you can apply it in your life. Amen. Well, Pastor Kent, would you like to do an altar call?
Sure. If you listen to this message and it's the first time you're hearing about Jesus, you can fix that right now. You don't have to worry about where you're going. Just say this simple prayer. Father, I know I'm a sinner. Forgive me for the sins I've done. I ask you now to come into my heart. Give me new life and everlasting life. And I pray right now that you will take my will and my life and show me how to live. And I ask this in Yeshua's precious name. Amen. If you said that prayer, please call into the show and share with us. We would love to share with you.
Amen. Amen. Yes, you can call the show, and the number is 657 383 1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487, and press that one key, and you can come on the air and tell us, did you accept our dear Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior tonight? And we here at God's Rainbow Ministry, if you said that prayer, okay, we want to welcome you into the family of God, and we would like to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Amen. All right. So what do you think about tonight's message about Luke chapter 5?
Awesome. Awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, it is true. We all need encouragement. And as Christians, we should encourage others. Okay? However, we don't do that all the time. And I don't know why we don't do that. Well, what do you suppose we don't do that, Pastor Kent?
Because we get complacent. And we get forgetful. And we're going in our life happy-go-lucky, and everything's tickety-boo and happy, joy, joy, bliss, bliss, but we forget who gave it to us. So we tend to get complacent.
Yeah.
And we tend to get cocky, and that's when the devil will open, because if you open that door a crack, he'll kick it wide open. Christ won't do that. He'll stand at the door and knock till you open it and invite him in. Not the devil. He'll kick it open and he'll tear you to pieces. He's
yes.
The prince of lies. He's a deceiver. He's deceitful. He's wicked and despitefully above all things. You know? And he will tear you apart. And when you fall on your face, he'll sit there and go, ha, 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 and have a rip-roaring party about how he took another Christian from God. You're only making him have fun. And yes, being a Christian, it's hard. It's hard work. But the rewards are so great. It's so awesome.
Amen. Amen. You know, I've got Ashley in the chat room, and Ashley's been coming into the chat room quite often, and constantly listening to this program. And I really don't know why Ashley does this, but she claims to be a Satanist. Well, actually, she claims to be Satan herself. Okay? Now, I understand that Satan needs to hear the word of God, just like everyone else does. Okay? Why do you think people that claim to be Satanists, okay, would want to sit in on a godly message?
Satan already knows the Bible. Now, why do I say that? Because when Christ was in the wilderness and he was tempted for the 40 days, he tempted him with the seven deadly sins, pride of life, so on and so forth. And on the last one, God said, men shall not live by bread alone. And the devil come back with, yeah, but I can give you whatever you want. And he come back with, get thee behind me, Satan, for thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And did the devil stand there and argue with him? No, he ran. he ran because he knew he was beat. You know? He knew it. He knows the word. He was in heaven. He knows. He's well aware of it. He just likes to play with it. All you got to do is read the book of Genesis in the first three chapters where Eve was tempted. See, it's easy to get. However,
you're breaking up, Pastor Kent.
He says, if you follow my word and read my word, he will make it a light unto our path and a lamp unto our feet, which means we won't fall, we won't falter, we won't mess up as long as we let him drive, like the song said. But the minute we don't do that, oh boy, we can get in a lot of kerfuffle. We can get in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
Because our minds think...
Ashley says most Satanists don't actually believe in Satan.
Well,
believe it or not.
I actually beg to differ with that. I was in a cult for a while, a satanic cult. I know how they believe. And some may not. So some atheists, some agnostics don't believe in him either. But I like talking to them because it's really fun. Because I think mathematically, and I know that matter and antimatter cannot move without protons, neutrons, and electrons. It's impossible. It can't happen. Mathematically, it doesn't work. It's illogical to think that. So, I like talking to those people.
Well, we have another caller here, a caller from 111. Let me bring him on and see maybe what he might have to think about, to say about this. Mm-hmm. 111, you're...
Yeah, I'm the devil. Matter can move with quarks, you dumbass. Ha, 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 ha. I'm laughing at you. What can I get to your ministry? Quarks. Smaller particles. You're dumb shit.
So you say quarks, huh?
Quarks. I'm the devil, I know.
Well, you can't be a devil. Oh, Ashley's the devil.
The devil was at me.
Ashley says she's a devil.
The devil's within me. It says that in your stupid book. It was plagiarized from Roman literature.
Okay. We got another call. Let's bring them on and see what they have to say. 111. You're on air.
Hello.
Oh, here we go.
Kenny. This is...
Hello, big Pastor Kent.
Rabbi. Doctor. Pastor. Leader. Deacon. Dog food taster. Odor sniffer. Intimacy coordinator. Professional. Paranormal guide, Feng Shui consultant, butcher, baker, laundromat associate, manager of Applebee's, Panera Bread cashier, McDonald's line cook, Afghan war monkey, Patriot missile launcher, and retard wrangler, Kent Dougie Hopper, the leader of the flock. How are you, my sons?
I'm doing good, the fake Pastor Kent. The real Pastor Kent's on the air here tonight, you know.
He's not. I am the real one. I am the real one.
Yeah.
But
hilarious. But you know, Pastor Ken, you know something, Pastor Ken. Imitation is the highest form of flattery. You know that, right?
Not only do I know that, I'm the one that came up with the saying.
Yeah.
But I have a question for both of you.
Okay.
Where I was interrupted and I was about to ask a question. Let me regroup my thoughts again.
Okay.
So there I was. Okay. And you see, at first I was against the COVID covert shot because I believe COVID-19 is a conspiracy theory kind of flu. But then when I got it, I believed in it because I got it. But I did not receive the vaccination like both of you did. I am against the vaccination, for it has not been tested. But I do not judge you for getting the vaccinations, for it is your body, your choice. I believe you are both wise for getting the vaccination, but I will not get it because I am the wiser. Does that make sense to both of you? Or does it make really good sense to both of you?
I don't know. I know I've got the COVID shot at least 5 different times. Okay? I believe I'm well vaccinated. I got the current one. I think everybody should get vaccinated.
What about you, Tex?
Huh?
What are you talking about?
Tex, if you got
you don't even know who, you don't even know who I am, so why don't you go smoke some more drugs or drink some more drink and get off here?
Well, I know that you, like me, were an enforcer for a biker gang.
Yeah.
They used to call you Dex because they used to call me Rex. And I'm a martial arts specialist. I am a black belt in judo, Muay Thai, Aikido, Karate, and Taekwondo. And I could physically punish both of you, but I choose not to. You see, when I met with Jordan Peterson, a famous fellow Canadian, we talked about being dangerous, but not pulling the insanity of be dangerous. Do you even know who Jordan Peterson is? My sons. You do not. He is a fellow Canadian. Jordan Simpson. Very faithful. But I will tell you this much. Are you for or against homosexual marriage? I want to have a yes or no answer if possible. So starting with you, Kenny, are you for or against homosexual marriage?
I'm for it. I'm for it. I believe everybody has the right to love who they want to love.
What about you, Kent?
I don't have to answer. And I refuse to answer because it's none of your business.
So you are against homosexual marriage. You know, when I lived as a gay man for 2 years, I was for homosexual marriage. And then after that, I was against it. But now I am undecided. So I'm 50% yes and 50% no. No means against. Yes means for. Did you feel any different than that, Tex?
Well, Pastor Kent said he's not going to discuss that. Okay?
He doesn't have to.
He said he's not discussing a homosexual marriage. Okay? And that's just right.
Silence is acceptance of the answer I gave for him. So, not to put words in his mouth, but he is thinking exactly what I said. And that is the end of that. We can move on from that topic.
Yeah. Oh.
But I wanted
all
of you to...
Well, I give a shout out to Juan from Alabama and his Ken Boat, because I know they're listening. Okay, keep on listening, folks. All right.
I have one more thing to all of you. And that is, I too wanted to send a shout out to that guy from Alabama. Because he is a member of my flock. Did you know that? He was a member of my flock. He has asked me to pray several times for his baseball team. And I've prayed for it.
No, not baseball team, football team. Football team. The Crimson Tide.
Have you prayed for it like I have?
Yes, I have. I have. Matter of fact, I wanted, on New Year's Day, I wanted Alabama to beat Michigan, the number one team, okay, in the conference, but unfortunately, they lost, okay, 27-20 on that day.
What about you, Kent? Have you prayed for that Mexican Juan from Alabama? I take that as a yes. Or should I take it as a no? Either way. For you.
Whatever way you want. You're going to make up your own mind anyway, so.
Well, if you don't answer, I have no choice but to make up my own mind now.
No.
What would you make of that? You don't know how to say yes, You don't know how to say no. You don't know how to say maybe. And you will not engage in a adult conversation.
Well, I will engage in an adult conversation, but when you're talking childish and you're high and drunk and no offense, not going to participate in that at all.
I want you to clear the air. And you are right. Imitation is the biggest form of flattery. So I am glad you look up to me. And you're welcome, for I am your role model. You're welcome.
You are so full of yourself. You know that, the fake pastor can't. You're so full of yourself.
No.
Well,
it's like the old saying goes, Pastor Ken, you can't fix stupid.
Well,
yeah, it's like that's true.
Saying goes in Canada, you can lead the horse to water, but you can't keep Kenny or Kent from fucking it, right?
Oh, goodbye. Okay, 111, you're on air. Hello?
Hey, is that Pastor Kent on the phone?
Yeah, Pastor Kent's on the phone.
Pastor Kent, why is your manager, Vincent Hayes, calling us asking us for donations?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you know a Mr. Vincent Hayes?
Nope, I don't.
Well, he's a singer on your show, he says. He's a music producer and co-host.
No.
Oh, you're talking about Doctor.
That's
you're talking about Doctor.
That's nice. He hasn't
you
been
don't
involved
know
in the ministry for months. So, I
well,
don't know what you're talking
money.
About.
He's collecting money under Vincent Hayes for your ministry.
Well, I guess you better go deal with him, hadn't you?
Well, I made a donation. I didn't get in the 510C tax form, so I can't write that off.
Oh, well, go see him. You got nothing to do with me.
He says he's part of Father's House. He's on your show.
No. As I just told you, which you're not listening to me, he hasn't been involved with the show for 2 or 3 months. So I guess you're not hearing me.
Well, is your show still on?
Nope.
So what's the status? I made a donation to keep it on the air.
Oh, no. You didn't make it to me.
So who's associated with you and on your show?
I just answered, why do I have to keep repeating myself?
I think you're doing some nefarious things. This guy was trying to sell me some special crucifix-shaped knives that he said were made in Israel from cedar wood used on the crucifix. I get some knives that have some fresh wood on it that says Hecko in Israel, which I don't think they spell Israel, I-S-R-E-A-L, and he's collecting money for your ministry. And he says he's in a partnership with you.
I just answered that question. I'm not going to answer it again.
Okay, so who is on your show?
No one. I don't have a show right now.
Your page comes up still on Blog Talk.
Yeah, the stuff is still there, but there's no shows.
Are you going to continue doing a show?
Nope.
So you quit. You've taken everyone's money and absconded.
Again.
Oh, sorry. You're using your lackeys to collect money for you, and then you absconded.
I don't think you did that. I wouldn't do that.
Well, someone's collecting money for him.
I just answered that question. Why are you keep going?
Work it out with Mr. Vincent Hayes, then. Don't work it out with me. Why are you putting upon me instead of putting upon him? He's collecting money in your name and your minister's name.
Stop yelling at me.
No offense, sir. I think you're doing some nefarious stuff.
All right. That's enough of this.
Yeah,
you're a man of God. You're a con man.
No, stop. No, he's not. Patrick Kent's not a con man.
Well, I paid to keep his ministry on the air, and he's telling people he's packing up shop and leaving.
Well, Pastor Kent left the air. He left the air. He said he did not do that, and I believe him.
I can show you the check that I made out to Vincent Hayes. Actually, it ain't a cash app that I've had for him. He's using people to collect money.
Well, see, that's why I don't take donations. Okay? Okay? Because people, say they want to give to my ministry. I just don't take it. I believe that, I can pay for my own ministry, and I don't need nobody else to help me do so.
Well, that's you. You can collect money in a normal Christian way and not abscond with it and do nefarious things like steal.
Well, I don't think Pastor Kent would do something like that anyway. Okay?
Where's his ministry, and why are his people, who he says are not on the air anymore, collecting money under his name? And if people were doing that for you under God's Rainbow Ministry and Ken Fishman, Inc., I think you'd try to put a stop to it at least, wouldn't you?
I would definitely try to put a stop to it. Somebody's saying they're collecting for me.
Okay, he seems like he's not interested. You got it directly from his mouth.
Well, he's not doing the show anymore, so I guess he doesn't feel that he needs to do anything about it. Maybe I don't know.
Mr. Fishman, did you know prior to 5 minutes ago that he was not doing the show anymore?
No, I did not know that.
Okay, there you go. And if you close your Blog Talk account, I assume it's not still on Blog Talk. Why is his thing still on Blog Talk then?
Well, I mean, father's house is still on Blog Talk, I don't know.
Yeah, but he says no. He's lying. I paid to keep that thing going.
Well, you know, I mean, that's between you and God, you know. I mean, I don't know.
He's no different than Jim Baker, Jimmy Swagger, all these televangelists who are banging their secretaries and stealing money and doing coke.
Well, I don't think Patrick Kent is up there with them. Okay, I don't think so.
I don't think he's up there with them. I think he's below them.
Well, all we can do is just pray.
If he actually closed that father's house, shouldn't he start the conversation with you that I've closed my ministry?
know. I don't know. I guess maybe he's temporarily shut it down. Okay? Maybe he's going to go back to it. You never know.
Now, he's running some diaper mafia up there in Canada.
I don't think so.
He's slippier than a tiger walking on Vaseline.
Uh-huh. Well, let's just pray for him.
All right. Start the prayer.
Okay.
Let's pray that Jesus finishes him off.
No. We pray that Pastor Kent, will find the strength, to deal with people that are collecting in his name, and
Jesus will strike him down like the evil motherfucker that he is.
We don't pray for nobody to be struck down.
Why not?
Well, because that's not Christian-like.
So tell me what, if you were in Nazi Germany about 80 years ago, you wouldn't pray for the death of Hitler?
No. I wouldn't pray for the death for nobody.
Well, then you're wrong.
No, you know what? You pray for the death.
Jesus can dole out retribution.
No one should pray for death of anyone. It's wrong.
I'm letting Jesus determine which way he wants to rebuke him.
We got to have compassion in our hearts and forgiveness.
You know, this Vincent Hayes guy was trying to collect money about 2 months ago, trying to get crucifix printed diapers for adults, too.
What?
Yeah. He was saying how he's going to put these in senior living facility, Christian senior living facilities all over the U.S. Then he called up trying to sell me publishing for his rap career. And now this.
Well, did you donate to the first two?
Of course not.
So why would you donate?
Don't stop him for asking for it. All right, I'll let you talk to other calls. I guarantee you that he's hitting them up for money, too. It can't be me alone. I ain't on the sucker's list.
Okay. Well, all I can say is pray
for it. All right, put a prayer on. Put something on his head.
All right.
Sort of down with his family.
God bless you. All right. Well, hey, Tony, you still listening? Tony, why don't you come on here and say something? Pick up the phone and say something. Tony. Say hello to everybody. Why not? You got fans too, Tony. They want to hear from you. All right. Well, I guess Tony's not going to come on here. Well, anyway, I'm going to say goodnight, everybody. God bless you. Okay. Maybe we'll have another show tomorrow night. If so, I hope to see you there. Bye-bye, everybody. Good night.